Hello and welcome to the Mother Mind Way postnatal. My name's Anna Martha. I'm a psychotherapist. I am a mum of three. I have a two-year-old, a four-year-old and a six-year-old. And I am so passionate about equipping and encouraging fellow mums to nurture and support their emotional and mental well-being. I'm so glad that you are here, and I thought it would be nice for me to share with you a little bit of my journey around motherhood before we delve deeply into yours. When we become mums, everything shifts and changes, and often the ways and the coping mechanisms and the ways that we have approached life and the things, you know, even just down to our routine, everything changes, and also any anxieties that we've had and any different coping mechanisms that we've used can suddenly become really polarized. And I definitely found this to be true for me. My first baby, he was pretty textbook. He was straightforward. I really enjoyed that first experience of motherhood. I dived into the sensory groups and the coffee dates, and we just had a really enjoyable time. And I thought, yes, I've got this. So confident was I about having another that we fell pregnant by the time that my first child was one. So quite speedy moving. And there began a completely and utterly different experience of motherhood. We experienced silent reflux, chronic sleep deprivation. There was kind of postnatal depression on my part, postnatal anxiety. And it was like everything about the way that my mind worked, every way that I had coped, I'd always been a very much kind of keep calm and carry on, don't worry about me, I've got this, put on a happy face and no one will worry. And that was very much my coping mechanism for life. And suddenly in this pressure cooker that was motherhood, all of these things, all of my ways of coping were just so challenged, and I had to find new ways. And it was such a pertinent and life-changing journey for me. And through the Mother Mind Way course, through these videos that you're going to watch, my hope is that I will be able to impart in you and encourage you in some of those ways of coping, some of those ways of thinking, some of those ways of getting more confident at knowing that I was deserving of asking for and accepting support, which I know is so hard for many of us. You know, those things that had to change for me, that didn't just change my postnatal experience with my second child, they have gone on to change my life. I know that so many of us accept that guilt, anxiety, worry, being awake at night, just overthinking things are just a part of motherhood, aren't they? Well, my aim and my mission is to tell you actually it doesn't have to be that way. You deserve far more than to mother to the background buzz of worry and anxiety. So I want to bring you more headspace. I want to bring you more happiness, more rest, and more enjoyment of this time through these videos ahead. So why the Mother Mind Way postnatal? Now, I don't know what your bookshelf looks like, but even before my first baby arrived, I had so many books on routine and weaning and sleeping and feeding, and everything was covered. But what about me? What about us? What about us mums? Because we go through such a massive transition when we have babies. Everything shifts. Everything shifts. And the focus tends to be on the baby when the baby arrives, and rightly so, because it's just so cute and it's just so new. But actually, my belief is that there needs to be just as much focus on the mother. So the Mother Mind Way postnatal is just purely for you. You are my priority here. You are my priority, because actually, you know, if you thrive, if you are okay, your baby will be okay. We're a nation of burnt out mothers, juggling so many balls, wearing so many hats. It's as if we have learned that to love and to love well is to give ourselves away until we've got nothing left. So much so that we feel guilty when we sit down. We find it hard to rest. We find it challenging to accept support because we worry about being a burden on other people. Now, what you need, instead of to be doing more, to be doing it faster, is you need more rest. You need more compassion and you need more confidence. And that is what I am wanting to bring to you. I want to bring you tips and tools and techniques so that you can find those things, so that motherhood becomes as much about you as it is about your baby. So what can you expect from Mother Mind Way Postnatal? How does it actually work? So imagine a book of seven chapters. So we've got seven different chapters, and each of those chapters contains 3 to 5 sections. No section will take longer than 10 minutes to complete, and you can watch them as a video, or you can listen to them when you're out and about. You might want to watch them one after another, almost like a course, or you may see a topic that really jumps out to you. Perhaps there's a pep talk or a topic that you just really need some information on. So you can do a pick and mix if you like. You have 6 months access to these videos, so take your time and feel free to come back to them as much as you want to. You will also find pep talks, little audios to listen to in moments of anxiety and overwhelm, and also some PDFs with some journal points on, should you want to explore some of the topics a little bit further. I also really want to let you know that you are welcome to stop at any time. Stop watching the videos if you feel that it has touched on an area that you might need some extra support in. Speak to a professional. It might be your GP, a health visitor, a midwife, or maybe you just need to have some further conversation with a friend or a family member. And don't forget to look up the Mother Mind Way Facebook group. It's a really welcoming community where you can meet other mums on a similar journey to you. And also, we will have an expert joining us each week for a small workshop on a topic that will benefit your postnatal journey.